Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz Daf Pei in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Asiri, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting in the beginning of the Amud. The Gemara already started to speak in the previous Daf regarding the Shibud that one could do on a Ksuva. And now the Gemara goes to speak about a Shibud of a Choyf, of a loan, someone who owes money to his friend, and he has a field as a collateral. So the first case the Gemara speaks about is when he made the field what's called a poitiki mefoyrush. Poitiki mefoyrush means he said, this will be the field that you will extract your loan from. This and not anything else, as the Gemara is going to explain soon. So the Gemara says, Meshabet sodeh l'chaveru, someone went and did a sodeh shibud, meaning that's where you take the money from. Ve'alochu mechor, and then he went and he sold it. It will be sold until the lender comes and takes the field from the buyer. It's sold. Automatically, the minute the borrower sells it, the sale does not work. The power of Yosef, I mean, the prover of Yosef is from the following. We use here the gear so that Rav Chaim brings the name of the girl. The Tani also avdo apoitiki umichor. Someone who made his eved apoitiki and he sold it. Or shor apoitiki umichor. He made his axe apoitiki and he sold the shor. Ain no mocher. It's not sold. So you see over here, anything which is a poitiki, and the borrower sells it. So poitiki means it's a shibud. That's where you take the loan from. That's the collateral, specific collateral on the loan. If the borrower sells, it's not sold. Says the Gemara, it's not a good raya. Why? Because eved motzu la'avrichoi, shor motzu la'avrichoi. And eved in a shor, the buyer could take it and run away. And then the lender will never find it. So that's why the sale doesn't even start. But sode eino motzu l'avricho. But a field, you can't just get away with it. The buyer cannot just disappear. So therefore, it's sold until the lender will come. Says the Gemara, agatz b'cho. But think to yourself, shehoysu mechur l'bal zoya. What happens if you sell a field to a bal zoya, which means someone who is tough to deal with, a violent person? So if you sell it to him, you'll never be able to take the field out of him. And if so, the same way by a slave and an ox, you say that the sale doesn't work, so it should not work by a field too. Omar Avudin avoided Matnio, Avudin the father of Matnio answered, Mitsuyim in Bal Yisrael Lipril. It's common that even the strong people, the violent people, the people that it's very hard to deal with, they also many times fall, meaning they will lose their power and you're able to extract the field. So at the end of the day, when a field is collateral for a loan, and the borrower sells it, the sale is not void because the lender eventually will be able to get the field back. Says the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Tanya, Koisev sode apoitiki liishu b'ksuboso. Person makes a field, apoitiki, for a woman, for her ksuva. Ul ba'achoy b'choyvo, or for ba'achoy, for his loan. Machro ha'reze mechuro. So if he sells it, the sale works. Ba'lokech yochush la'atzwi. The buyer needs to take care of himself, meaning if the lender will come and take the field, the buyer will go to the seller, who's the borrower, and get his money back. So you see over here, the sale does work. And says the Gemara, "Mastiza b'shomer lo yelch piroin mizu." That Bryce is talking about. He says this will be collateral. This, among other nechassim, this will be a collateral. Doesn't mean you can't take for something else. Ma pligi, but the discussion we have in our sugyo, b'shomer lo lo yelch piroin elo mizu. He says this will be the only field will be your collateral. It's a much more connected field to this loan to this ksuva. The loan and the ksuva are going to be extracted from this field only. So that's why there the sale doesn't work, at least according to one man d'amar. But if it's not loyach haperon elamizu, it's not that it's coming to exclude other fields. Other fields also can be collateral. Just this will be one of the collaterals. So then the field, if he sells it, the sale is valid. So the more Rav Omar Pogmo Loizokvo. Kudrab Chaim, this goes back to the part of the Mishnah. Regarding Akofa Sachanus. Akofa Sachanus means someone buys on credit from a store. So if he made it into a loan, if the seller made it into a loan, so then it has Shmita, if not that. What makes it into a loan? So the Gemara now explains. Rav Omar Pogmo Loizokvo. Meaning if the buyer start paying off his credit, so automatically whatever is left becomes a loan. Or zokfa, zokfa means that the seller, who's now the lender, said, you owe me this money. I'm demanding you to pay me that money. So zakfa means I'm demanding the money. Pogba means you pay part of it. So either one makes this into a loan. Tayyabkhiya says, no, you need to have both. It needs to be that the seller is demanding the money and the buyer pays some of it. The rest then becomes a loan. But if you have only one of these conditions, so the it's still considered to be a kafas achanus, which is nam shamit in Shemitah. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara brings up Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Harisha. Rita says, when you take another credit from the store, so the first store automatically becomes a loan. The Gemara explains, once it gives a credit for the second time, and it says, we're showing the mill of this automatically, the first one becomes a halva. And who's the one who says this? Omar blows with that beauty. That's the beauty of our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara now and speaks what we said in the Mishnah regarding Rosh Hashanah. We said, when you have the day after Chavtes Elul, it may be Rosh Hashanah, it may not. So a person goes and checks an animal in order to eat it for Sudas Yom Tov. And then he finds out that that day is now Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the next day. So then it's the last day of Shemitah and the money that's owed, it becomes Mishamet. There's a Shemitah on that money. So ask the Gemara of a royal Latovah Rosh Hashanah. But anyway, you can't come and extract this money in Rosh Hashanah. The only thing you can come and extract the money is after Rosh Hashanah ends, after Yom Tov. Then you go to the buyer or the one who took the meat and say, oh, you owe me money. So that loan doesn't come, doesn't to fruition until after Rosh Hashanah. So why do you consider it to be the last day of Shemitah as a loan that belongs over there? Says the Gemara, we're talking about a case that he's giving meat to somebody because he trusts the guy, because he believes this guy will pay him back. And if so, either the Gersa Bayah says, means that this is enough for him to get his money back, or the other Gersa, this is enough that he trusts the guy, he knows the money will come back. He says, as if it becomes a loan right away, even though the guy cannot pay him right away. But the fact that he trusts him, he knows this loan is due, and it's going to happen, so the loan starts immediately. He's able to give money, and he's not giving, meaning he, in theory, this loan became a loan, and he owes him the money, and he didn't pay him. Now says, we show you no milvoi. So then it becomes an alvos, mishamin and shmita. The Gemara adds to the word rishayinu, as Reb Chaim explains, what the Gemara is going to say later, is why it's become milvoi, it's only hakofas acharus. This is the regular credit, like in the store. But here we go according to Reb Yudo. According to Reb Yudo, once you take a second credit, the first one becomes a loan. So we talk about here, they took two pieces of meat. Took a piece of meat, so okay, we'll talk after Rosh Hashanah. And then he took another piece of meat. So maybe the first one became a loan, because he trusts him, he knows he can get the money out. The loan starts. If the loan starts, so then it's Mishamit if it's the last day of Shemitah, and not if it's the first day of the next year. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Pei.